Right. Good morning. Hey, we're gonna get rolling here, and what a great weekend we had. I think all of you would agree that between what went on Saturday morning with our recruiting kickoff, and then what Ed pulled off on Sunday night with Bill, I mean, was pretty daggum incredible. And I was talking to Ray yesterday, and I was just like, you know, when I was coming up in the business, building my base shop, and I'm in Nashville doing a, $5,000 or $10,000 base shop. Then I had all my guys out there, and we would run training. And on Tuesday night, Saturday morning, I ran those training classes. I did phone blitzes. I did all those kind of things. And it was really the only person that had any clue about what was going on was me. Okay. And I'll never forget Bob Safford. I was out in Phoenix at a meeting, and I was making like $25,000 a month. And I saw Bob at the valet getting ready to go to the airport. And I said, were you going to the airport? He said, yeah. I said, can I jump in with you? So I jump in. Yeah. All right, go to the airport and ride over there with Bob. Of course, I'm wearing him out, that kind of deal. And then after I get to the airport, I said, when's your flight? He said, well, I'm on the Dallas flight. And I'm like, really? So am I. I'm on the Dallas flight. I said, give me your ticket. And this is back in the days when you could do that. And I went over to the ticket counter. I said, put our seats together. Okay. So then I got on the plane and I went to Dallas, riding in there with Bob. And I was talking to him, and I was like, he's like, tell me, he says, how you doing? I said, well, I'm making like 30 grand a month. I said, I'm working my ass off 24/7. I'm in the field all the time. He says, well, how many RVPs have you produced? And I said, well, really, I hadn't really produced any RVPs. And he looks at me, and keep in mind, I'm like, this is, I'm 30 years old, 32 years old, something like that. And he said, well, that system's not working. And I'm thinking, and he said, you're out every night. Your people are sitting at home every night. He said, that's not working, right? And he said, why don't you go ride with them, all right? And take your best guys and go ride with them on some appointments. And you be sitting there just observing what they're doing. And so anyway, I did that. And my best guys were the worst. It was undaggum believable how bad they are. I'll never forget one of the guys. It was one of my top guys. He says, hey, you have 30 days if you want to change your mind. Okay. And you get all your money back, that kind of deal. I was like, what is going on here? And now we run a training on the weekend, and we've had everybody knows what they're doing. And I mean, it's the great Ray, you were going to make a comment. I'll go ahead and let you do that. I know that we talked about it.
Yeah, no. Good morning, everybody. And I thought the referral meeting that we had a month ago was like the best, and it was. And then we did this last one, and I mean, from the intro to Dean taking over, and then moving through, and Josh and Tommy, it was the best. And I kept looking down, and I kept thinking to myself, my God, we got like 380 people or something like that, and these are the best, and. I don't know. As I was going through it, I just said, you know what, Ray, you got to stop fluffing this thing. I mean, Ed Randall's on here. Everybody's doing a great job. The scripts Josh went over and the scripts that Mikey went over. Perfect. I was like, that was it, man. I can just now put that in the archive, and you want to learn how to do it, this is how you do it. And I thought to myself, with all this great leaders on here, and I don't care who and how long anyone's been on here. If they're on there, they're a great leader. I just, I picked up the phone. I think I called you, I don't text you, did something. I just said, man, I'm all in. I'm stopped screwing with this thing. If all we can do is get 380 people on here with all the great leaders, we're not selling this thing. I mean, in terms to our team, to our hierarchy. And, I started as of yesterday, picking up the phone, calling everybody and saying, are you going to be on? You don't want to miss this thing, because I'm going to do a better job. That's all I can really say, Roy.
Yeah, and I think what guys, what you got to realize is that hey, I started looking at, I said, if I came into this back in the days, you know, you have to be thinking about you know, we talked about Saturday about recruiting. It's about finding people who want an opportunity. And if you find those people, what you're going to find is somebody like me, if I'd have been given this, I'd have eaten it all up. I'd have read everything, listened to everything, done everything, and then I'd have got it going. So I wanted to just go through, just kind of hit that real quick because, you know, what went on this weekend was freaking ridiculous. And by the way, Mario Arizon, okay, Mario's telling me, he's like, dude, I'm doing like 10 appointments a day, every day, working my rear off. And he thought I had him down for the following weekend. So we're either going to have Mario come in this Sunday, or we're going to have him come in to one of the millionaire nights with Ed next month. So we'll figure it out. I got to talk to him, but he sent me this big apology and the whole deal because I was texting. I'm like, dude, where are you at? And so anyway, so that's what's going on. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go and jump on my PowerPoint, kind of walk you through some updates on what's happening. We got some cool stuff that we're going to roll out that you're going to be seeing today that's going to really get it going. Again, always, you know, if you need help, just, you know, talk to Lucas, support at Sales Team Pro. Lucas is getting, I don't know how many of them a day. It's pouring in there all the time. If you have a question, do that. Also, if you've signed up and you're a paid subscriber and you got a team and stuff like that, and you're just having a hard time getting it going, just send us a message and we'll do a one-on-one training with you and train your team, do it for your base shop, whatever it may be, and get you up and running. That way you'll start benefiting from what's going on. So let me give you another update on the Primerica thing. Looks like, okay, that we're getting ready to do a deal. We may do it today, okay? So now what is going on with that? There's a lot of things, but the big thing is that if you have anybody right now that are buddies of yours that want to be a paid subscriber, they better do it now, because part of our deal, when we finish this up, it says we're in the final stages, and when it's signed, there's going to be a brief period where the home office is going to do a review of all of Sales Team Pro processes. Make sure there's no compliance concerns. We've been rolling along, no problem with everybody there, but we're going to have no new subscribers during this little period. We think it's going to be a few weeks, something like that, maybe 30 days at the most. But once the review is over, it'll be open back up. So if you got any RVPs, you got anybody that wants to do it, if they want to get on board, they need to go ahead and do it. As for everybody else, nothing has changed. So if you're a current subscriber, there's nothing changed. You'll be able to continue doing as is, no interruptions in any way. But basically what they're doing is they're saying, look, we're going to, once we give it the approval, then there's going to be an announcement by the company saying it's been checked out, it's approved, ready to go. And, you know, we'll open it right back up. And we expect it only to be a few weeks to get this done. But I'm just telling you, if you got anybody right now in the next, you know, that wants to do this, then they better go ahead and do it. So I'm just giving you the heads up on that. Now let's talk about the system. I believe we've got the greatest Primerica system in the history of Primerica. And it's thanks to the leadership of, we've probably had 100 right now. It looks like 100 different $100,000 plus earners that are in our system. All right. We got people that, I mean, the thing that blows my mind about all this is everybody does a good job. Okay. That's on there. That's the thing that just it, nobody half asses. Everybody has done a good job. So let me give you an example. We finished 12 weeks last night. We had 10,556 total attendees for that 12 week period. Now, as far as I know, in my 35 years, I have not heard of a Primerica system that had 12 weeks of client education. I do not know of a single one. Now, what I do know is that when you educate your customers, they give you referrals, they give you more money, they repeat. If you guys live the way I live, you wouldn't even believe it. Okay, I work on Mondays. okay, doing appointments, and that's pretty much all I do. I made $180,000 in the last 12 months on my own pen, okay? And I only work on Mondays, and I don't set any appointments up, okay? Every single appointment resets. I don't return a phone call. I don't do none of that, okay? And I make $15,000 a month working one day a week, okay? And the truth of the matter is if I wanted to work 2 days a week, I'd probably make another $10,000-$15,000 a month doing the same thing. But I got in this thing so I could have a life. All right. To give you an idea, when I get done here, guess what I'm doing, Josh? What do you think I'm doing? You're muted, but you know what I'm doing, right? Guys, anybody know what I'm doing when I get done?
You're
right
playing now? Golf. I know what you're doing.
I'm going to play golf, guys. That's what I'm doing. I got a 1:30 tee time. All right. So I got in this thing to have a life, right? I want to have a business and I want to have a life and I want them separate. How about that? All right. I want to be able to work my business. I got up yesterday morning. I started about 6:30 yesterday morning. I got done last night. Ray did the, joined the team. I finished last night at 8:00 and I went to dinner. How about that? But I got rolling early. Had my game on, had 6 appointments, did the webinar, worked through, Ray will tell you this, I finished up both of these presentations yesterday, I was sending them to him. So the point being is I work on, but that's why I did it, 10,500 people, we've got 3,700 people go through to join our team. How many recruits have we got off that? I don't know, okay, because you guys know that, 3,700 people, real estate marketing in 2 weeks, we had 378. I'm going to do it again tomorrow live because Josh gave me 2 great ideas that I'm going to add to it. So I'm going to do it one more time live and hopefully it'll be on the way we want it. May have to do it again live in order to get exactly the way we're doing it. But then what will happen is it's running every week. So you get realtors. Some of you have already told me you've recruited real estate agents. How about that? Kickoff meetings, 2,254 people attended 3 kickoff meetings. What about that? All right. So we started doing the kickoff. All the stuff works. Sunday training. We've had 8,215 people attend. Think about these numbers, guys. These are all Zoom numbers. Okay. They're documented numbers. Okay. It's not like somebody signing a list. I just go in. I got my little spreadsheet. I look at it. I say, man, and our Tuesday training, which, you know, this right here, been doing it way longer, 14,977 that have attended. Okay. So what do? We got to continue to grind it out and get better and get faster. That's the way I look at it. Right now we got something going. Just keep on rocking. All right. So how are we going to go forward? I want to give you an idea. Sunday fundamentals, nothing changed. 5 to 7 every Sunday night. You need to get your team on there. You got the best trainers anywhere. This Sunday will be no different. We always have good stuff, period. August 8th kickoff, we're going to do how to market securities, 3 hours on teaching how to market securities. So if you don't have a securities license yet, I would get a securities license, okay? And if you want to learn about how to market securities, guys, we got the best securities producers in Sales Team Pro, all right? I'll show you. Hey, I'm in the top 15 in the whole company in AUM, in personal, base shop, and through first. I know what I'm doing. I'll be on there. I'll be teaching everybody how to do this and all of our great securities producers. Sunday Millionaires Club, August 9th, that'll be coming up. Ed always does a great job. We'll have either Mario on there or another top $1 million or type person. Now, here's where we're making a couple changes. So every Monday and Thursday night, we're going to, you know, we finished the education series. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the equivalent of a join the team meeting. So it's the introductory meeting to how money works. Then the next 12 classes will be automatically enrolled. So what will happen is you meet somebody and say, hey, you want to find out what we do? Yeah, I want to send you to this little introduction. In the introduction, it's going to be the overview of what we do. So it'll run every Monday night the same way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get somebody in there different doing that on a Monday night. So it'll be a live meeting on Monday night, but it'll be this. It will be not a different meeting every Monday. Then what we're going to do is we're going to put into this an autoresponder. Now let me explain what that means for those in the technology, if you not understand it. So when they sign up on Monday, and they attend, it's going to, and when we do the class, it's going to say, hey, just want to let you know, this is an introduction. We have automatically, we've already signed you up. You'll be receiving emails with our 12-week series that you can watch at your own leisure. How about that? So what will happen is it'll be inviting new people on Monday. Then as soon as they do it, they'll be getting these classes. Then what I'm going to do is take all these PowerPoints, and we're going to run these different series out. In these series, I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to turn this over. Here's PowerPoint class number one. Josh Huffman's going to do it. Here's Ed. All these different people are going to, and then we'll build this library to where it's the same stuff, but it's more stories on how it's done. And then we'll stick this in. So we'll run it in the auto responder. I plan on making these things happen, not over 12 weeks, but over 30 days. So what will happen is they sign up tonight, over the next 30 days, they're going to get a 12-week course to speed this thing up. So we got that happening. All right. So that's, and okay, then it'll all rerun right on Thursday, just like Monday. So if we've got Tommy doing Monday night, then Tommy will be rerunning on Thursday, but then it'll go right into the series that we've already got. We got all this content now. So all we do is we just start it. And then every 3 or 4 days, they're going to get an email. Say, hey, here's fundamentals class number two. So it's going to help you speed up the process of closing people and stuff like that. So anyway, so we got that going. All right. So now, what else we got going? Well, we're going to do the same thing. Okay. On the join the team. And then we're going to tell them on the join the team, say, hey, just want to let you know, worst case tonight, you should learn about money. And we have automatically, we've already registered you to receive our educational series, our 12 education classes. So look for your emails. So now if they go to the first timers, guess what they're going to get? They're going to get that. How about that? So we're going to automatically do it. So this thing's going to be running in the background. Automatically, every 3 or 4 days, they're going to get another class. They can look at it, and you'll know if they've opened it because we'll put notifications in there. You know, your prospect did this. Every Tuesday, we got the sales. We get this, what we're doing right now. Every Wednesday, we're doing the real estate professionals, and they will automatically be enrolled in the 12-week class. How about that? All right. So this thing's going to keep going. My next idea is I've been thinking about, you know, what's the big, all the pandemic. Okay. Are schools going to reopen? Are they not going to reopen? Okay. What's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have millions and millions. You think there's a lot of daggum realtors? How many school teachers are there out there? Okay. They're everywhere. So my intention is I'm going to take that Wednesday real estate deal. Maybe it's Thursday. I don't know. We're going to put this thing in place. We'll target teachers. So teachers are going to be home more than likely, the way it sounds. I mean, we can recruit every teacher and coach, and we know that they're great. So my intention is to get that one next, and then we'll have that thing running right off. Okay, so that's what's going on. All right, so let's see what else we got happening. I'm trying to get my PowerPoint's not working. Come on. Okay, now check this out. Landing pages. So this is our new thing that we're doing. I think you guys are going to really be excited about it. I'm always trying to figure out ways to grow the database. Okay, so let me give you an example. I'm going to show them to you. You got four of them that you're going to get to use. Okay, now what is a landing page? A landing page is, well, I'll give you an example. You guys, if you go on the internet, you've done this. And it'll say, download the free report. Or 10 ways to cut your taxes, or all these different things. And when you download it, maybe it's an ad, or maybe it's wherever it may be, it's called lead bait. So what they do is they say, we'll give you this 42-page document if you just fill in your email address. Then after the email address, what happens? They start following up and all this kind of stuff. Well, what we're doing is giving you a landing page that you can send it out, you can post it, you can text it, you can do whatever the heck you want to do with it. And it's going to say, sign up for my mailing list. How about that? Now, when they sign up for the mailing list, you can do one that has How Money Works on it, or you can have one that's not. We got both of them coming out, US and Canada. The only thing left on it is I just want to preview them myself. Okay. Some of the wording and things like that. Steve, we're good to go, right? Am I on these things? As soon as we preview,
Pretty much. There's I still have some testing to do, but we're really close on it.
Yeah, we'll be in the next. When are they going to be up? If I do my job.
If you do your job by the end of the week at the latest.
Okay, so you're going to see these things. So check these things out. Now, Luke has built these. So here's one of them. So think about this. You want to text this right out? That's what it looks like. So sign up for our newsletter and receive a free guide to how money works. How about that? Then what's going to happen is when they sign up and they hit submit, an email is going to go back to them. It's going to have all your information on it, everything about it, that kind of thing. How is that going to work exactly, Steve? On the can't hear you. Stevie boy, I lost you. So what's going to happen is we're going, Steve, go ahead. So we're
Roy, sorry, my button wasn't working.
Okay, so when they sign up, what's going to happen?
When a person signs up, it's going to go right directly into their list and onto a custom list that says like something like came from your landing page or something like that. And you'll get a notification, like a real-time notification, so you'll know that your landing page is working.
All right, how about that? So what will happen is you can say, hey, let me get you my newsletter or whatever, or all right, now here's another one with your free download, learn how money works, and this cool stuff. All of these, you're going to get all of these on the dashboard to where you do is copy, send a link, or we'll have it as a campaign where they sign up for newsletters. All right, here's another one right here, all these different colors, right? Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. That's going to be available for you. Okay. All right. Now, fix and optimize. And I'm going to kind of run with this for a minute, then we'll open it up for comments. We'll do a little thing. So, guys, what you always want to be thinking about is getting the most out of the most. So, the mindset is, and when I look at, I always want to automate the repetitive. I want to document the repetitive. Then that way I only have to do it once. Once it's documented, for instance, everything we do here on Sales Team Pro, we record it so it can be used over and over and over and over again. A brand new person could come on board right now and they could go back and say, you know what I want to do? I want to go back to a year ago and I want to know everything you guys have done. All they'd have to do is just go in here and start looking at it. All right. And they could come in and realistically they could turn around and do this in 30 days. They could take what we've done in the last year. They could do it in 30 days. They could get completely educated. I mean, that'd be the kind of thing I would do. I mean, I remember when I was building my business, one of the things that I told people, you know, you need to unplug the antenna to your radio and only listen to cassette tapes. All right. So the only thing I ever listened to when I was in my car was cassette tapes, you know, learning about the business. And then my mindset was always, I want to open up the front door. What that means is to recruits and clients, and I want to close the back door so they never leave. And then that way, if I can keep them in and shut the back door, I don't have to recruit so many people in order to grow. I don't have to get so many customers in order to grow. All I got to do is stop them from quitting, stop them from leaving. They'll give me more referrals. They'll stay in, get them more light, and then I can grow my business. All right. So you open the front door and close the back door. Think of it that way. You know, most Primerica businesses suffer from the front door not being open, or both doors being open. They just roll through the system. They come in and out, and then you wake up years later and you're like, what do I have left? I've done all this work, I don't have anything left. So you gotta fix and optimize and make it a well-oiled machine. So you wanna optimize your time, people, technology, and then maximize, then multiply income streams. So these are things that I think about. You know, I know that these trainings that we've been doing, where you put a 3-hour block together and you focus on one thing, have impact because that's a time block. I know that if you want to get your people going, there's ways of doing it. If you want to max out your technology so you don't have to do all the stuff yourself. So let's take a look. So you maximize your time. You have schedules, you have priorities, and you ask yourself this question: if I repeat daily what I did today, will I reach my goals? Okay. In other words, if I take today, repeat it every single day, am I going to get rich? Am I going to own this big business? Am I going to make all this money or not? And that's the simple way. All right. You ask yourself this hour, if all I did was take the last hour and I repeat it every hour, would I be getting it going? And so then what you do is you start looking at, you say, I'm going to spend my time being strategic. Strategic work will create a long-term success plan. Tactical, which is wasting time, all right, for the most part, should represent a small percentage of your time. You got to do certain things, all right? But I can tell you this right now, that if all you're doing is paperwork, okay, and spending a lot of time on your paperwork, that's, you can hire that out, right? And get somebody to help you do that, then you can spend your time doing other things. And so anyway, maximize people. You detail out what's expected. You communicate daily if you want to get things done, right? And you document every process so that way there's no misunderstanding. Hey, I want to say this, guys, and give me some, I want to get a feedback right now. How good has Kristen done during the opening of our events? What do you think, guys? Can I get a comment on that? Shoot, when we first got started, it wasn't like that. But then what's happened? All right, give her a little, I mean, I think she needs some recognition on this. Y'all agree with that?
Absolutely. Phenomenal. Absolutely.
I mean, guys, it's professional, right?
Absolutely.
Tommy, what about it?
I think I'm so blown away by this. I'm telling you, but Kristen is so professional, and she makes it just you know, that intro, that energy that she has, and she's just professional, and makes it even that much better. It's just everything is about the intro.
And when we got started, guys, do you remember where we started from? Okay, we had problems, we had all this kind of stuff, and then what happened is she and I documented a lot of this. We talked, okay, and then look what's happened. All right. So if you want people to do things, you got to give them some idea what you want them to do. Right. Then you hire the right kind of people. And guys, I don't touch any of this stuff. All right. I'm not involved in it at all. Zero. And isn't that what you want? You want a business that will run on its own. Once you get a process in place, so you want to max out, then you delegate it, but you make sure they know what they're supposed to be doing, right? So we do that, all right?
Right.
Technology. Yes, go ahead.
I just want to make a comment about piggyback off of what Ray said too. When we heard Saturday was just, I'm sitting there taking pages of notes, like going to a whole nother level, listening to everybody. I mean, it was unbelievable. Then you go to Sunday night and you hear Ed Randall, you got a legend interviewing a legend. I don't even think that's probably the best interview that I've ever heard from Bill Arender. We're just going to new levels, and it's just even totally different over the last 90 days, how good this thing has become. And how much better you're making it with the landing pages. We just got to get more people on there. And everybody that I plug in, I have people joining from each different meeting. I have a realtor joining from one meeting. I have another one joining from the Saturday training, another one joining from the op meeting. It's crazy, man. We just got to get more people on.
And guys, we are in the middle of, we're going to have this thing running every single day once Zoom steps up, and we think that's going to happen really soon, to where we cannot have a Monday night. We're going to have it every night. Okay. And so we'll have all this kind of stuff running. So now let's go to technology. You spend the time to learn the technology. All right. If you look, why wouldn't you spend a few hours to save I can tell you this, that a CRM, and with what we're doing, I know that you can do all you could Google how much time is a properly implemented client relation manager going to save you? And they say it's about 40 hours a month. Okay. All right. So I want you to think about that, 40 hours a month. So you need to spend a few hours going through the tutorials and all this stuff so you can learn how to do it. We're going to keep doing it. I get you a laptop or an iPad so you can do that. Put some money into your business. I use Microsoft 365. I do all these PowerPoint presentations. You got Sales Team Pro. You got high-speed internet. You've got Zoom and all the things that go along with it. You got Acuity, right? I think we posted another thing we do called Teamwork, which you can look at that. It's in the resource page, all right? So then you create multiple income streams and systems. So you've got your AUM and your AUM. That's your assets and your agents, right? So you sit there and you say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a system to where I maximize my AUM and my AUM. That's where all your money comes from, right? Either your agents or your assets. How about that? So why wouldn't you come up and say, I saw this thing on Facebook, this Elon Musk quote. I don't know if it's him or not, but anyway, I think it sounded good. He says, why wouldn't you take your 10-year goals and try to do them in 6 months? He said, so what if you fail? What'll end up happening is you're going to get way bigger than if you wait on your 10-year goals for 10 years, right? So why wouldn't you multiply your mindset and start moving it that much forward? Guys, I mean, I look at you know, Sales Team Pro now, we're sitting at about 650,000, I think, contacts in there. You know, it wasn't 2 years ago. We didn't have any, okay? And now we got 650,000, and we're growing and all that kind of stuff. It was just, hey, why do you want to wait? Why? What if I'd have said, hey, maybe we'll get this thing done in 10 years? I call Steve, and I say, Steve, when can we get this done on these landing pages? And this idea, I'm like, hey, I want to get this landing page done. I think that'd be cool. I told him last week. Okay. And then what happens? Then Lucas puts this all together. And next thing you know, within a week, we got this stuff going. That's how you gotta roll with it. You need to multiply your prospecting systems. How many different ways? Right now, I'm giving you the preview of what's next. Hey, John and Mary, I got a question for you. Do you know anybody that's a school teacher? Okay. Or a coach? Because I'm trying to reach out to some of those people. Especially what's going on right now. Yeah, what's their name and number? Okay, all right. So I would start building. Do you understand the massive market out there for teachers and coaches? It's insane, all right? And so anyway, so you want to maximize your referral systems. Now, if you were a mutual fund, if your business were a mutual fund, would you buy it because it was diversified, or would you think it's a single stock, right? That's what most people do. Jay Abraham used to do this thing. He said, here's how most businesses are. You're on a diving board at the very end and you're bouncing, okay? And there's no water below you because that one system is the only way you do it, okay? So he said, what you have to do is build pillars of income streams. So I started thinking about that. And I said, okay, I got warm market. I got referrals. I've got trade shows. I got seminars. I got dinners. I got breakfasts. I got radio. I got, job fairs. I've got direct mail. I've got drop-ins, the bomb, all these different things, right? And then what's happening is I got a newspaper ad. I paid $500 a month for 10 years, guys, on a newspaper ad. All right. $500 a month back in the days. Did it for 10 years. You know what happened? I always got a couple recruits off of it. I made $1,000 per recruit. That was my numbers. I was paying $500. I was paying $500 a month. And guess what? I made $2,000 a month off of it, created some full-timers off of it. No telling what I made. Did it for 10 years. I just had it run. It ran 7 days a week, all the time, calling in. Okay. So anyway, all right. So then you create a plan to maximize all of these things. That's how I go about doing it. I look at it. Say, man, look at all these different things. I had a $900,000 claim that I did just recently. I had another one about 3 or 4 months ago, almost the same way, okay? But I wanted to do it. So anyway, all right, with all that being said, I'm gonna take a break. And any comments that we need to add in here to maybe build on this, and then I'm gonna get in and do a little bit of training to help people move forward here. Anybody?
Well, back to Kristen, Roy, you know, we only get one chance to make a good first impression. And, you know, compared to me or you with sometimes not having enough lighting or just you or me, whatever. she does that. She does that incredibly, incredibly well. And I'm not surprised to hear the comments about Saturday. I told Sarah, I said, I think that probably was the best like ever. And there have been so many great kickoffs and trainings. Like Tommy said, it was a clinic. It was like, you can go build a business off of this. And then you're coming in here today and then telling everybody, hey, you can have landing pages that are going to do the most important thing that you need for Sales Team Pro, which is help you get more names and emails.
And Dean, do we have something, and we have a little idea going on that's going to make those landing pages stupid, right?
We really do. It's a secret in the making.
It is.
And
it is the secret sauce of prospecting that is in the making, and it's going to happen like, when's it going to happen, Dane?
Probably in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, maybe.
You know, it's originally inspired by the great Arlie Larson, who has built his business on the financial independence number, and how you once people discover their financial independence number, it is it's powerful. You can pull them through the process. And so I've started saying to people, you know, if you ask me what we do, of course, this would be a more lengthy conversation, but I've started to say, you know what we do? We help people know their fin so they can go for their fin and protect their fin and ultimately live their fin. And I mean, I really just feel like we can build a business around the financial independence number. You know, that really is what we do. We help people know it. When you know your number, it changes the way you think about your money. It affects all the decisions that you make. It puts everything into, becomes more clear. And then you need a plan to go for your fin. You need to become debt-free. You need to learn how to save. You need to know where the money goes. And then, of course, you want to protect your fin. You want to protect it today in case you die too soon. And once you accumulate a lot of wealth, you want to protect that money so you don't run out of it. And when you do those things, you can live your fin. You can live it starting today because you know you got a plan. You're excited about your future. You're more confident today. You can worry less about money and enjoy your life more.
How about that? Is that a good presentation right there? With a great landing page, maybe a little video to go along. Guys, get ready. It's going to get bigger. Hey, Mark Drake. Marky, I had a guy call me. I had to give you an idea. Is Mark Drake one of your guys? I'm like, no, I wish he was. He said he was incredible this weekend. So anyway, buddy, I appreciate what's going on with you.
Well, that's very sweet. I appreciated the opportunity. And I just want to echo what Dean said. First of all, about Kristen. I mean, if you're not careful, they might fire Julie Seaman and replace her with Kristen. So just so you know. But I think all these things, I was talking to Dean a little bit last week about this very subject, about this whole idea of you know, integrating with Primerica. It's the idea that Primerica thinks they've got to create everything. And there's so many resources and so many phenomenally talented people that create resources, or they find resources that we can use. And, you know, my son and daughter have been talking about these landing pages, and then, you know, you unveil it today, and I'm like, this is incredible, you know. So I just want to, again, just tell everybody that's on the line how much I appreciate being involved in this partnership. It's fantastic. So thank you for the kind words.
We're gonna have a lot more. We're gonna hear from you a lot more. And guys, here's what you want to be thinking about always. I mean, today's world is technology. We have both. We have face-to-face selling. We have a direct sales company, the most powerful direct sales company anywhere in the world. you couple that with technology and you have something that's 1 + 1 = 10. Most companies have one or the other, and the majority of them don't have the direct sales. What they've got is they try to sell something on the internet only. Do you understand? If you just send emails out and don't follow up, okay, that doesn't do it, okay? So you want to be doing all of it in order to get it happen. Any other comments? And I'm gonna do a couple things. I always like to do a little training, and then we'll answer questions. Anybody else on here want to chime in? Yeah. All right, let me do this. I'm going to pull up. Just want to do a few things. I always like to teach because, you know, it's amazing to me the number of people that really just don't know how to do this, you know, and they're trying to figure it out. So we'll do something here to – so we log in and, of course, put that on your desktop, on your phone, and then that way you can put a shortcut, and you just go in, if you want to know how that is, do shortcuts, all right, on an iPhone or whatever, then that way you don't have to log in and put your password on. So in this case, I've got a shortcut on my dash, you know, to get to Sales Team Pro, but I also have shortcuts to get to my phone the same way. Now, let me give you a couple little things that you can do. Okay, so let's say that you want to invite somebody to the webinar, okay? So you got two ways you can do it. You can copy the webinar link right there. It says link copied. So let's make the assumption that you're on your phone right now and you send a text message with the link to the webinar, okay? Then follow up with an email with a text with the invitation. So what you've done is, now I'm gonna give you some examples of some things that, you know, we have another system we've already built, okay, that we are not rolling it out anytime soon because we don't want to slow down the training curve and stuff like that. But a lot of you've heard of Morgan and Morgan, you know, the lawyers. So I started checking in on their stuff. And what happens is if you call them, they follow up with an email. The email, if you click on it, a text message comes back out. So they're integrating text and email and phone and all that. So why wouldn't you integrate on your invitations, text, email, and a phone follow-up? What about that? So if I'm going to invite somebody, I send them an email. After I send them a text, then I follow up with a quick phone call or a text to say, hey, I just was confirming tonight. It would be no different than if you were doing that on a normal Tuesday night, trying to get them to be at the Tuesday night training back in the days of meetings and stuff like that. So all of these shareable links right here from your phone, you can copy it. You just hit the link. Now it's ready to paste into a text message, or you could paste it into an individual email inside, or you can go over to your campaigns. So you would go into a list. Let me go here. So let's just go to a contact. All right. So I go to a contact, and this is a buddy of mine that registered yesterday. All right. And so let me show you the deal. All right. So I'm playing golf with him today, and he opted out on my email. I'm going to beat his ass. I'm sorry. So anyway, so that's fine. Anyhow, let's go here. All right. So then I go right into campaigns, and all I do, y'all miss this. So I go right here and I send him a text, and you're registered, by the way. And then I could go in here and do the client education series. So now I got an email. I've also got a text message, right? Then I got a phone follow-up, and then I need to look and see if he attended. So then I would go back to my dashboard right here, and I would go and see if, okay, he attended, right? So I go right there, and when was that? Last night. Okay. July 13th, was that it? So no, where did he register at?
Hey, Roy, last nights are not up yet.
Oh, they're not up yet? Okay, all right. So this is the way you follow up on all this stuff, right? So now what I would be thinking about is I might go in and say, give me all of my potential recruits, because all I got to do is hit prospective recruits and get me a list. So, and I'll show you how you mark them, prospective recruit. So now I've got a list of 73 prospective recruits. Now I want to follow up on everybody, okay, to make sure there's nothing left there that I haven't closed out, right? Then we're going to go right here, okay, into the, when we go into a contact card, we go right here. You can mark when we go in, let me just put one in. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm putting them in. Okay. If I know their birthday, I'll do that. All right. And I'll put in a phone number. All right, so I got that, and I can go in and qualify and do whatever I want to do, okay, and schedule that. There you go. All right, so now what's happened is they're added, okay? You can see that. All right, I view the contact. Let's go here and view the contact. All right, if I want to put another one in, so I'm going to go in there right now, and I'm going to view it. There they are. Now, how do I go in? I go to the details. And it's a prospective client or agent. I can put info in here and make them a prospective recruit, right? So then what will happen is I've got my whole recruit list right there, okay? And you go in here and say, well, you know, I've got my follow-up list in there every 6 months. I just did that, right? All right. And then I go in and do my campaigns. And I invite them however I want to do it, okay? And so let's go and invite them to a webinar, join the team, client education series, whatever. All right, do that. Hit the holidays again, as we always do. You know, put their birthday in there, put their holiday in there, right? So we got all that. So we've done all that. All right. So then once I do all that, okay, then what I've got is the ability to have a list. I can go right here where it says John Doe, download the card. So if I do that, it's going to download it. Now, I always do that in my phone. And the reason I do that is in order to be able to know when they follow back up with me. I go right in there and I can see. Now I'm text messaging somebody, or if they follow back up with me, I save this contact in my phone, so if they follow up with a text message, I know it is. It's not just a phone number, that kind of thing. So anyway, I thought we ought to do, you know, I always like to do a little training on that. But if you're wanting to recruit, mark your people, prospective recruits. Then that way, pull your custom list. I'll do that one last time. Go to advanced search. Now, what you would do, you can pull that up and say prospective recruit. Okay, right there. I can do that. Now, if I want to send out a broadcast email, I would put them on a list and then I could send it that way. So I go right there. Now I got this whole list of people to follow up on, and then I start dialing for dollars. How about that? That's one way to do it. So anyway, all right. So what I'm going to do, we're almost done here. Got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to go to the Q&A. It looks like we had a bunch of them on there. So, Steve, what do we got? Anything? Lucas, you've been looking. One of you guys looking. What we need to do here?
Yeah, there was a little bit of talk about, I think you mentioned some ideas about the teachers. Yeah. A little bit of talk about that, adding maybe CPAs, hairdressers, you know, all these different.
Hey, guys, I totally, anything that's a big market that would make sense, you know, the hairdresser, thing. I think it's great. Okay. I mean, I recruited a hairdresser that her husband was a police officer. And the next thing you know, we met, there ain't no telling how much business we did through that little thing right there. So there's still clients of mine, you know, 25 years later. So I totally agree with that. And we'll just start targeting each market. And for those of you, if you've watched the Ray's going to be doing the overview. I changed the overview. And Thursday night, Ray Binkley will be doing it live. And it's very similar. It's tighter, shorter. I've heard back from you guys saying that. It's tighter, shorter. And then all we'll do is add a few little, statistics about hairdressers or teachers or, you know, CPA, whatever it may be. And then we'll stick that up and we'll have these things going. So, yes, absolutely. What else we got? Okay. Yes, Hispanic business owners are a goldmine. I totally agree, and we will knock that out too. Here's what I believe. I believe the more personalized, you know, when I do one-on-one recruiting presentations, I personalize that to the person. All right. What we're doing is just going to do it in a big way. So, all right. What else we got? Anything else?
I will say, Roy, I added the kickoff. It's on the resources page. July kickoff is up.
Okay.
Have a new company overview from Tommy Lee that was from two Thursdays ago. It's up, and the campaign's published. So a couple new things.
Okay, all right. Yes, will the How Money Works intro class start next week? Yes. And so, Steve, what do you think? Should they just go ahead and be putting out the client education link for the sake of it now?
I would give it a day until we make sure that it's working exactly like we want it.
No. But what I'm saying, the Monday, they can still continue to invite as normal. We will change the page to say that it's just the intro rather than the whole series. But go ahead and invite them as is.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, the link doesn't change. What's going to happen is next week we will have, have it set up to where it's, you know, by time the link, you know, it's not going to change anything. It'll be the first class, and we'll make that happen. And then what I'm doing is I'm going to get a schedule with everybody to where I have new people every week doing that class. So it's going to be good that way. All right. Anything else? Michael said, can we have an option to follow up every 3 months? Steve, we can do that, right?
Yeah.
Just put it on. Let's just add it. Follow up every 6 months, follow up every 3 months. Give them an option. I don't think that's going to be a major – is that a major deal to do where they hit the button?
It'll take me a few days just because of all the stuff that we've got going on.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we'll get that done. We'll get that done. All right.
Yep.
Anything else? I'm just looking through here. Okay, guys. Any comments? Any other comments?
Question about Facebook ads, Roy. Would it be okay to run Facebook ads that include the campaign links, or is that against?
Guys, you gotta just follow the compliance guidelines, you know, that are happening on that. And look at what's going on. I can't give you, I can't give you free rein on that. So you need to look at that. So, okay. Anybody else comments? Anything else? Look in the Q&A. Yes, Tommy.
One thing that you told me not too long ago, and I started doing this just as another little thing, is a lot of these business owners, they don't have a digital marketing way of keeping track of their customer base, and I've been using that to show the business owner, hey, you know, how that could be of value to their business and partner with our business.
Yeah, and let me say this, guys. What I'm going to do, and if you've listened in, I'm going to get some real estate campaigns together that realtors can use to help them grow their business if they are part of our organization. So let me give you an example. When you go in there, a real estate agent can send, holiday messages, all that kind of stuff to their client base. why wouldn't we just have that available for them? So we're going to put, you know, the equivalent of, they're going to have a CRM for their real estate business that they can use. It'll just be a section in there. Of course, if you're not a realtor, you won't send out a real estate, you know, email, but it'll allow them, they can put one of their clients in, and then what they can do, if they want to send a campaign out to them that is involving real estate, that's fine. We're just going to add some campaigns to help them. Now, they're going to pay, if they go out and buy a CRM, they're going to pay $100 a month to $200 a month. If you go look at all the CRMs, they'll get this as part of Sales Team Pro, and it's just part of the deal. And so we're going to add that. So we're going to help the realtors stay in touch with their clients, which in turn will allow them to do more business, which and also will keep us in the game. But they got to be, if they're not part of it, they don't get it. How about that? So that's just another recruiting tool that we're going to be adding in there for the real estate side. So, all right. Other comments?
Hey, Roy, this is Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is great, man. I mean, the landing page, oh my God. You know, this is really the kickoff. Anytime you get into social or selling through Facebook and all that, everybody that has it going on has got a landing page. Now, for all of us and our teammates to have a landing page, absolutely incredible.
And what you do, you just tell everybody, say, hey, I want to put you on my newsletter. I'm going to send you something.
Yeah.
Okay. How simple is that?
Plug and play. So by the way, talking about plug and play, the new program in terms of the scheduling, I think that's awesome. I rewrote this just in what you just said right here, you know, just kind of change it around. Hey, is your business, if they're in business, or your personal income like a mutual fund or like a single stock?
Right.
Right. Oh my God. You know, that's awesome. And the last,
and that's their income right now. You know, I love having multiple income streams. You know, I look at all the different things I do. I try to create recurring income, multiple income streams. That's what everybody should be thinking about, right?
You got a job, you got a single stock. And the last thing, you know, when you said today's world is technology, and at a flash, you know, I mean, what's the difference between the old black and white Western movies banks and today's banks, right? I mean, you rode up on a horse because everything else hasn't changed. I mean, if you don't think today's a technology world, you look at that, that's going to be a dying dinosaur, because after this older generation passes away, we've got to get in people's minds, our base shop, our own minds, that, you know what, we've got something very powerful right here. And the faster you jump on it and learn it, the better off we're going to be.
Okay, so
hey Roy,
Hey buddy.
Yeah, first of all, let me tell everybody how appreciative Bill Render was about the interview and the reactions he's gotten. He did a great job. I think everybody that viewed it would say that. Roy, I'd like for everybody on this group to give us a little feedback about who and also how they would like to see these millionaire interviews go in the future. Okay, we tried to put together some pretty good questions that pumped a lot of good information out of the guy, out of Bill. But I'm open, okay, for suggestions, because we think this is going to be a big deal.
Oh, hey, and guys, and Ed, what we can do even on that, you know, maybe what we'll do, Kristen, maybe you can put this together. Maybe we'll do another survey because we got a lot of response back on things like that. Maybe we'll just do that. That would be an easy way of doing it. Get all the comments and then you look at them and stuff like that. Okay. Let's see here. The slide, it looks like Lakita will be, we'll this today will be up. Okay. Where you'll, see it. Okay. As far as the, what I did today, all of these, what else we got? Okay. I don't think I got anything else, guys. We've got a lot of bilingual, but you know what, Karen, we've had some stuff done and we're hoping to get as many, you know, we've had a lot of people volunteer. Anybody that's, bilingual that wants to go ahead and do some of these campaigns, send them in to us. We're just shorthanded and we don't have anybody that's a translator. But if you can do it, send them to us. We post them. We've posted, I don't know how many we've posted. Lucas, how many we got up there?
We've got about 12 or so. We got the Spanish birthdays, and then we've got several other campaigns set up as well. I think what Karen's actually referring to, and I've talked with Steve about this, is a checkbox, you know, because you have right now a selection of language. I think that was what Karen was talking about, to be able to select when contact is bilingual.
I mean,
that doesn't have any functionality on the system. It's just for you to be able to see. So I'm not
sure. Yeah, and I just wonder too, and this is something Steve could look at, if Google Translator could be included in our website. That might would be able to, that would be the, that'd be pretty cool to make that work. I don't know how that works. But anyway, all right, guys. Well, hey, I appreciate all of your support on this. Like I said, if you have any of your RBPs that are thinking about, I mean, we are literally at the goal line on finishing up a deal with Primerica, and there'll probably be a period of time. We know there's going to be a period of time that new subscribers will not be able to subscribe. So if you have any RBPs right now, I'd call them and tell them right now, you know, anybody that wants to get in on the paid side, they need to go ahead and do it. With that being said, Thursday night, we've got Ray. It's going to be a rerun of Class 12 that I did last night. And honestly, last night, if you didn't see it, we had Q&A at the end, and it was some of the best questions. I mean, it was really, I think you'll enjoy that. So Thursday night, get your people in on that. And then Ray will be doing that. We got Wednesday. I'm going to do it live one more time on the real estate. So if you get your realtors rounded up today, invite them to that. And then next week we start kind of the new system, and look for the landing pages. That'll be happening shortly. So with that being said, guys, y'all have a great week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.